secrets. And the truth about secrets is they're not good for us. Secrets are not good for us, especially when it's secrets about things in our life that's hurting us. And we can all be tempted to want some kind of secrecy in our lives. We all have that tendency to not want to share the deep stuff that's going on in our life. But why? Why is it that secrets and secrecy is something we're all tempted to do? I think one is, it's not always super comfortable to let people into our lives. It's just not. Like there's stuff in our lives that we don't know if we trust telling people. There's things that we've went through that we're just really not sure if we can actually say that. And that person that we tell it to is not going to think of us differently. Sometimes we're ashamed of the things that we've done, and there's just no way that we want to say it out loud. And sometimes we think it'll just be easier if we keep it to ourselves, because there's no possible way that anyone could understand what it is that I'm going through. I think another reason is we just simply aren't looking for other people's input. Like, we don't need everybody's input in our life. And the truth is, we really don't. There's a lot of dumb opinions out there. A lot of people who are trying to share stuff with you and tell you the right way to do something, and it's just simply not a good opinion. I mean, that happens. You know, sometimes people just give bad or unwanted advice. You didn't ask for it. You don't need that advice, and it wasn't even helpful to begin with. People butt themselves into our lives when we share something, and you're like, this is why I don't talk about what's going on in my life. Because people just put their advice on me, and none of it is even good. And sometimes, we're just afraid that the people closest to us, the people that we love the most, will completely just disapprove of the things that we share with them. That the way that they see us will never be the same. That they'll look at us differently forever. That they'll say, I can't believe that you did that. Or, oh my goodness, who? I don't even know you. So we're scared. We're afraid to share anything with someone because we think that they're going to think so poorly of us if we share it that we just keep it to ourselves and we do life alone. And maybe there's some other reasons why for you, I don't know. But regardless of why you keep that secret to yourself, there are so many reasons for letting people into our lives that it just feels uncomfortable. And that's just the truth. It can feel super uncomfortable. And we've been in this series Potential for like 4 weeks now. And in this series, we're talking about relationships and how to have really good relationships, whether that's with dating or it's with friendships or it's a relationship with your family or teachers. Just how do we, as Christians, have good relationships with the people around us? And tonight, I want us to focus on a different relationship than what we've talked about these past few weeks. And maybe it's one of the very most important relationships that you can have in your life today. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a little bit of scripture that Paul wrote in the book of Galatians. And Paul wrote this letter to a group of churches in Galatia, and he'd previously preached at these churches. He helped raise these churches up, so he knew the people, he knew the culture, he knew what they were going through, and he was a part of getting them started. And one of the key issues that was happening in these churches was that they were dealing with a lot of letting the world influence what they were going through. They were letting the world influence decisions and the way that they acted, kind of similar to what I think a lot of us deal with today. We let the world in, and the world is the one who dictates how we act, how we respond, and the way that we do things throughout our days and throughout our lives. So a lot of the people in the churches of Galatia, they were battling with sinful desires, with things that just weren't good, things that they knew that God did not want for their life. And through that, they knew that they weren't supposed to be doing them, but they were letting their own desires and the influences of the people around them make the decision for them on how they were going to act and what they were going to do, which led to poor decision making. And one of the ways that Paul proposes for them to avoid falling into their temptation of sin is to keep in step with the Spirit. And this type of action, it suggests like the idea of walking behind a leader. So to keep in step with the Spirit would be letting the Spirit lead you, to be your leader in life. And you can do that in different ways. The Holy Spirit can be your leader in life through like a few different things. You can practice it through prayer, through reading scripture, or through letting someone who has advice that is wisdom, wisdom-filled advice from other believers, letting them speak into your life. And there's other ways as well. These are just three big ones that I wanted to call out, but there's one that I want to focus on tonight, and it's that last one. So let's take a look at what Paul says in Galatians 6. He says, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." So here are the two main points. The two main points that I want us to take away from this tonight. And I promise I'm not going to talk a lot longer, and that might be good news to some of you because most of you don't even want to hear my voice anyway. So that's okay. We're going to get through this. So just promise me that you'll focus and we'll get through this really quick because I'm not going to be up here a long time because I want a bigger focus on what you do with this than actually what I'm saying. So the two big points are we all should seek and be willing to receive correction from other wise believers. We all should seek and be willing to receive correction from other wise believers. And then the other one is we all should be willing to walk with each other through the tough times. So when it comes to relationships of all kinds, these two things are going to make us better. Those two things will make us better. First off, if you're only relying on yourself for guidance and direction, I've got news for you. At some point, you're gonna fail. We have blind spots. We have stuff about ourselves that we don't notice. We have stuff about ourselves that we do notice, and we ignore it because we don't want to admit it's a fault. We all need other people in our lives. And when we rely on our own perspectives, and we only do that, we limit our ability to see our own life clearly. And it seems kind of weird because we often hear the thing like, you know yourself best, which is probably true. But at the same time, sometimes we know ourselves so good that we ignore the bad stuff. We ignore the stuff that we know needs to change because that sounds too difficult. See, we can only see so much. And sometimes we just simply can't zoom out enough to really see the whole picture of what it is that we're doing to ourselves. And when we let other people in, it helps us to grow because having those multiple healthy perspectives, it opens up us to a whole new way of the way that we see ourselves. It can even help us to see if we're really following Christ the way that Christ has called us to follow him. See, when we rely on just our own reasoning, our own perspective, our own experiences, then we miss out on people who might make us better at life. In every area of life, we can make better decisions. That's just the truth. We can get less tripped up, and we can become better people whenever we choose to find wise people to speak into our lives. So if you ask yourself this for a second, like, do you avoid finding guidance from other people? And think like older people, people older than you. Do you avoid asking for guidance and wise counsel? And if the answer is yes, you might want to ask yourself, why? Why do I avoid that? Why do I not want someone older than me, wiser than me, to speak into my life? Think about it like this. Without people who make you better, you can miss out on what's best. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that you are not smart. I'm not saying that you are not capable of making good decisions. I'm not saying that at all. And I know that it can be really frustrating when people treat you like that because of your age and your experience. But one thing I can promise you is I don't see you that way. I don't tell you these things and I don't talk to you about this because I think you're a bunch of idiots. Because I don't. I think this generation is brilliant. I think you guys are going to change the world. But the truth is, everyone needs people speaking into their lives, even really, really smart people. And the even bigger truth is similar to what Chesney was saying earlier here on stage. We were designed and created to be in community with one another, to not do life alone. And God wants to use people around you. God wants to use people in your life to not just advise you, but to shape you into being more like Jesus. Because here's the thing. You only know what you know. And even if you know a lot, you only know what you know. What you've personally experienced. What you've navigated in your own life. But when we walk alongside others who have more experience or even just different experiences than us, it teaches us something. It reveals something to us. It helps us to see a bigger picture of the world around us and about ourselves. It helps us to see how we can become the best version of us. There are people around you right now who've been through it. People who can spot it in your life whenever you're about to go and really hit a roadblock, or you're gonna enter into something that's really going to hurt you. There's people around you who have already made the mistakes, who've already went down that path and it wasn't good. And bringing them in on your life, even when it isn't easy or whenever it isn't pretty, can be such a good thing. See, if we let people in, we might be surprised at just how helpful they can be in our lives. And what I want to call these people. So whenever we talk about somebody who's speaking into your life, we're going to use a word, and it's going to be mentors. Mentors in your life. And mentors are people who they can help you see the blind spots and they can help you get on the right path. See, mentors, they help you see whenever you're falling into habits that you really want to break. They help you to see whenever you're not seeing yourself as a child of God. They help you whenever you're not reaching your full potential that God desires for you. They help you to see whenever the world is what's influencing you and Jesus isn't what's influencing you. See, whatever it is for you, because we all have something that we need somebody to speak into our lives about. Mentors can help you get through it and to keep you on track. We all need them. To even I have a mentor, somebody older than me that I sit down with on a, you know, sometimes a weekly basis, sometimes it's every other week. I can send him a text message. I can call him anytime I want. And I say, hey, man, what I'm going through right now is tough. This thing that's happening to me right now, I don't really know what my next step is. Or I can say, hey, I'm trying to make a decision. I don't know if I should go left or if I should go right. Can you give me some advice? And the beauty of those conversations is that everything that he says to me, I know he's saying it in love. I know that he's directing me through the lens of Scripture. That he's doing it because he wants to see me be the best that I can be. So then that leads us to this question. How do I find that mentor? Because maybe for some of you, you're like, okay, that sounds pretty cool. Like, a mentor sounds awesome, but like, what do I even do to get one? Well, when it comes to finding people who can challenge you to be better at life, I want to give you a few tips that I think you can walk away with right now. And the first one is, think of somebody who's going to be objective. And if you're not sure what objective means, it means somebody who's not going to be biased in the way that they talk to you. They're not just going to say yes because it's you. And the truth is, a lot of our friends are like that. We've all have friends who say every decision we make is a good one. We all have friends who maybe they don't say it's a good decision, but they definitely don't tell you that it's a bad decision. They just go along with it. I'm going to be honest, those probably aren't the ones that you need to look to for mentor. But finding someone who lives in a way that honors God, someone who asks God before making big decisions, someone that you admire and you want to be more like, that's where you start. We need people who are going to be honest with us, even when it isn't easy for them to tell you that you're wrong. Because just surrounding yourself with people who tell you yes, 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 you might as well not even have them. Because it's pretty easy to be told yes. It's difficult to be told no. The second one is, find someone who's already been there. See, most of the time, this is somebody that's older than you. So think an adult, or if you're in junior high, think high school, or if you're a high schooler, think college age. Think just someone that has went through your stage of life already, not somebody who is currently in your stage of life. Not that there's anything wrong with talking to people who are in your stage of life. That's what's so great about small groups and having those friendships and relationships. But when we talk about a mentor, think of someone who's already been through it. Someone who has wisdom. And how do you get wisdom? You get it through experience and years of listening to God. See, this is one of the best things about being here, is that you have tribe leaders in this room right now who have went through the same exact things that you've went through. People in this room who care deeply about you, who love you, who want you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. People who have gone through it, they know what's right, what's wrong, and they can speak into your life and help guide you and direct you, to help you be the best version of yourself. And then the third thing, and this is probably the most important one, is reach out. It's really useless to just think of the person and then do nothing about it. Nothing can get started if you just think of it. Yes, you have to think of it first, but you have to make that next bold move to ask. Find someone that you can trust, someone that you can talk to, someone that you know will speak into your life. And then be bold and ask them to do it. See, one day, because of the mentorship that you've received, maybe you can do the same for somebody else. Maybe you'll get to be that person who gets to speak into that younger person's life because you've had guidance and you've gained wisdom. You can walk with them through their spiritual journey and you can help them to stay on track. See, it doesn't just stop at you. The reason that we do this isn't just so we can be better, it's so we can make people better on top of it. That's what community is about. And remember what verse 2 said. It said, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. When it says to fulfill the law of Christ, it's talking about maybe a couple things there. One is just the teaching of Jesus. But specifically, I think that it's referring to the greatest commandment, to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself. See, this is the kind of life that Jesus is inviting you into. The kind of life where we allow other believers to speak into our life, where we walk through life with other people. And we do it not just for our own benefit, but we do it because we want to love God and to love others to the very best of our ability. And when we do that, it glorifies God. When you seek someone out to help you to be more like Jesus, it glorifies God. We're not perfect. We're all going to mess up. We're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to have times where life just feels really, really tough. But when you can have someone who's there to walk alongside you and to point you in the right direction, it's going to help you to glorify God in those decisions, in those actions, in those moments. None of us, not me, not you, should be walking through life alone. If you find yourself in a place right now where you're like, I feel alone. That's your first indicator that something's off. So I want to encourage you tonight that if that's you, if you're someone who's like, I just feel alone, don't let this day pass without thinking of someone who could be a good mentor, someone who could speak into your life to walk with you. Don't wait. Like, make a promise to yourself right now. Make a promise to yourself that you won't let 24 hours pass before you at least think of that person. And then another 24 hours I'll give you to ask that person. Write the name down. Maybe get on your notes app and start typing out the text that you want to send them. I don't know. Prep it up. Get yourself ready. Maybe it's one of your leaders here tonight. Maybe they aren't here tonight. Whatever it is, if it's someone here or it's someone not in this room, do not let the moment pass. Whatever it is, remember that without people who make you better, you can miss out on what's best. Let's pray. If Father, thank you for the countless examples that we see in Scripture of the importance of having believers in our lives who, man, they help direct us, help guide us, help point us to you. So, Father, I pray that you would give us the courage and the boldness to ask those people. And more than that, even, that you would give us the understanding that we need it. That we wouldn't sit here and say, ah, I can do this by myself. Or I'm too good for that. Or I'm too scared to ask somebody because what if they see the crap that I've done? Father, help us to put that aside. Give us the courage to let people in. Because it is, it's courageous to let someone else in to your stuff, to what's going on in your life. And Father, I pray for anyone in here who man, they feel alone. And they don't know, like who could that person be? Father, I pray that you'd put that person on their mind right now. And then give them the boldness to reach out. Because Father, we want to glorify you. So help us to do that. We pray this all in your name. Amen.